You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at Big Ribs and Big Wigs.
What's up, Big Wigs? We are back in the studs. Welcome to Brooklyn, home of the what? What does your hat say? Home of the best sandwiches in New York City.
That's right.
Debatable. I don't know, Brooklyn. I've had a good sandwich in New York City. My favorite sandwich is in New York City. I can't get off topic yet. Welcome back to the show.
I mean, God damn.
Tuning in? It's your girl, Anna, and your other girl, Dre.
Hey, guys.
Drizzy. Are we calling you Drizzy now?
Oh, yeah. Drizz.
Drizz.
Or Drizzy. By Heather.
Yeah, Heather McMahon, when we did her show, go listen to our fucking episode. But we did her show. She kept calling you Drizz. And I was like, it slowly hit my brain over time. I was like, oh, okay, we're going with Drizz. Nothing you can shorten for Anna.
Well, then I was like, hey, it's going to be Drizz and Royce because your last name is Roycemen. So
Royce. People call, and I told you I've been called A Rose because my real name's Rose. Mm-hmm. A Rose, A Royce, Rose Royce, like the car, Rolls Royce.
I don't think you have to explain that one.
You know,
if they didn't know, that's really.
That's why my parents named me Anna Rose Royce. They were like, she will be rich.
Anna Rose Royce. Yeah. If you do give a name, Nick Carter, he went all out with his names. King, Prince.
There you go.
Wealth.
Wow. I want to be named Wealth. I'm changing my name. Here. I used to go by Anna Rose Royceman. Like that. I was registered with SAG as Anna Rose Royceman or something. So it was like on the internet.
I was on your SAG card. Yes,
my headshots and stuff. I changed it because people would then bring me up on stand-up shows. And I was like, I don't want to be called. They think my name is Anna Rose. Like they...
What's wrong with that?
They thought that was like, I mean, it is my name, but I don't go by Anna Rose. I go by Anna.
You don't have a two-part name.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, it's just Anna. So I was like, oh, I guess I have to change this now so people don't like bring me on stage with like my full name. It feels so weird.
I love a nickname though.
Yeah.
It also reminds me, I've had so many different nicknames over time. So it reminds me of a different era in my life. So when I did radio, I was Beats. Then when I was an intern, I was AJ. And now I'm
Drizz.
AJ.
What's the J?
Oh, Juliana, my middle name.
Oh.
So AJ, but no one ever called me that except for my boss. And so she started it, Sarah, AJ. And she started calling me AJ. So now whenever I see her, I'm AJ. But now whenever we see Heather, we're going to be Drizz and Royce.
Drizz and Royce.
I love it. She just kept
on calling. We sound like a rap battle group, you know? Like
Drizz and Royce.
Next, come to the stage, we got Beats by Drizz and Royce.
Yeah, I mean, it could be multiple things. It's also like the sound of a cough medicine.
Guess what week it is, Dre?
What week is it?
It's my birthday week. Oh!
Woo! Listen.
She knows, as a Gemini.
Oh, yeah.
We are contractually obliged to discuss it at least for the full month.
I thought it was just for the week. We got the full month?
The whole month.
The whole month of June. Okay.
Yeah. I've been talking about my birthday since June 1st. I'm like, it's my month.
I muted you. That's why I don't know.
No, you did not.
No. I've been
battling. This is how you break up. This is how our friendship ends. She fucking muted me.
I'm kidding. No, I've been battling a cold and I can't hear out of my right ear. So forgive me. I made that as a joke. Yeah, truly, truly.
She's battling that cold.
Literally never been muting you. I've never mute you.
It's about time you're sick. I've been sick all month.
Yeah, I know. You were like, what do you got? I'm like, I really don't know. But I'm sounding even worse. So
you got a test because there are drugs. That's why I tell everyone, like, we didn't have these tests. But the beauty of the test is like, okay, great. Now I can get a drug that solves this issue.
I know.
It's just a cold or just a sinus thing. Like it'll linger.
Yeah. Yeah. I almost think it's a 24-hour thing, but it's been lingering. So
I think it's been over 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I've had a sore throat for maybe like 4 days now. And it's I've been gargling with salt water and it's been helping. But maybe it's time for the strong stuff.
It's time for the strong stuff. It is.
Yes. So do you have any plans for the upcoming week?
Yeah, I have a lot of plans. I've already been shopping. You know, once it hits, the week hits, my fucking cards are out. I'm like, swipe, swipe, swipe. Order. Cart, clear.
Not really apart from what you usually do.
I'm a walking fucking video game. I feel like I've been clearing carts on my phone for the last few days because I'm like, it's my birthday week. I guess now is the time to clear this cart.
If I'm going to clear the cart, it's got to be now. Yeah, you need like 1,000 tabs on your laptop. Are half of them shopping tabs?
No, actually. Most of my shopping tabs are on my phone. The laptop is just other tabs.
Those are other tabs?
Yeah.
What could those possibly be?
Work, you know, docs.
Right.
A lot of Google Docs.
Obviously, we're professionals.
I Google Doc hard. You know, some social media, my notes. I don't know. Really just a lot of different.
So you cleared a lot of cards. Do we got some good stuff coming in?
We do. Yeah. Okay, we do. Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. Can't tell you what I bought. Here's the thing. Like, I don't really remember. No, it's not that. It's just like.
Genuinely don't know. We cleared the card, but hell if I know what I bought.
Couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
Yeah. But speaking of shopping, did you see my mom's drama? My mom was in this weekend.
That was the longest, funniest saga that she has told on your stories.
Long story short, yeah. People were requesting more. They said, I need more Lee Royceman stories. I go, people are literally being pushed out of our country right now for no fucking reason. People are dying. People have diseases. And
thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah.
Most people were really like, I really need some more Lee Royceman drama stories.
Well, we're a flawed race, actually. We love to distract ourselves with things. So we like to detach from reality.
My mom, she starts talking about it and I go, hold on, I gotta turn a camera on before you tell me any more of this. Cause she was like, you know, she tells me as if she had like a full on divorce. She goes, you know, I no longer can go to the Gap.
The Gap and I, it didn't end well.
Yeah, but there's an ending to this story that's not on Instagram. Are you ready for this? So she goes off about how she fucking wanted... Okay, she's right. The Gap is way better because Zach Posen is now the designer of The Gap, okay? Mm-hmm. Who's an amazing designer. So it's like, you know, all those stores, Gap, what is it, Old Navy, they're all getting much better designs now because his fucking team is like, has swooped in.
Yes.
And, you know, I think they're great, affordable. They got a little more expensive, whatever. Mm-hmm. So she was like, I'm going to go back to The Gap because Zach Posen is the designer now.
When she said that, I said, I didn't know that. I learned something from that.
Oh, yeah. Gap Studio. Also, a lot of people at the Met Gala were wearing Gap Studio.
Oh, my God.
At the Tonys the other night, people were wearing dresses by Gap Studio. So he's like turned this like, there's also this like higher end line now. Mm-hmm. Not line. Like, I don't, you know, it's like customized shit. But like, it's by Gap Studio now. Gap
Fancy.
Has a studio. So she like found some pair of white jeans. Okay. God knows we all have white jeans. Like, you can literally fucking roll out.
Yeah,
everyone's got white jeans right now.
The way that she was talking about these, I thought they were the staple of the season. Like, she was like,
and parachute.
Are they a parachute? She said. I was thinking barrel. Parachute pants.
They're probably barrel, but she's saying parachute.
It's kind of similar thing.
Who knows? Well, she knows. She has barrel. I don't know. Maybe they are parachute. I don't fucking know. These white parachute pants that she fucking had her eyes set on.
Yeah.
And then she said she went in during COVID. She went in and her car didn't work because of COVID. There was some mistake there, right? And the person in the store. Yeah. Because, you know, when you go in, like, a person who works in the store does not work at corporate.
Yeah.
They don't deal with these cards. They're going to call someone who deals with these cards.
Right.
So, like, mistake number one, don't walk in with your non-working card.
Thank you.
And I guess, like, whatever happened, they didn't have the white. She ordered the purple. The purple was sent to an address in Colorado that is not even my sister's address. It was, like, an old address or something. She doesn't know how they made this issue. Whatever. We went through the whole fucking story. People loved it because my mom was, like, ready to take down a full corporation.
She was.
2 days ago, she goes, can I have my videos? I go, what videos? She goes,
no.
Can you send me my videos about The Gap? I go, Mom, why? And she goes, what?
No.
I go, Mom, no. What are you going to do with those videos? She goes, I just need to show some people. I said,
she's becoming a social media.
This was a 3-minute thing because, you know, you run out after a minute on the Instagram stories. And I was like, Mom, no. And she goes, well, I found the pants in white in an extra small on the Upper West Side. Mind you, she is now not in New York. She's back in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But she found them somehow.
Somebody's got them.
She did her research. She's good. If you want something, she will locate it wherever it is in the world. She's
really
she's
good skill to have.
I'm really good
her.
At like researching like a specific thing. Like, she'll be like, well, it's in Germany, but we can pay shipping, blah, 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 blah. Like, she'll literally find it.
Yeah.
So she found the pants and I go, Mom, get fucking white pants somewhere else. Don't give them your money. They treated you like shit.
Yeah, seriously.
They fucked up three times. You were ready to break up with them publicly online.
Yep.
And she was like, I still really want the pants.
She's not over them.
Not over them. And I get it. I think about, you know,
you get that quality from her.
You know, you think about clothing for too long and you're like, well, I guess I have to find the money for this because I can't stop thinking about it.
She wanted them so badly. She was ready to buy them in purple, though.
Exactly.
Like, that's how bad she
wanted. That's how bad.
That was also part of the saga.
So, yeah. So she found them in white. And I go, who are you?
But not from Gap. Or no. They're still from...
They're a Gap on the Upper West Side that she located them in.
I thought maybe she found them on like a... Somebody's reselling or...
No,
like,
she would never.
I'm not going to Gap or something.
She could never.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I go, I can't believe you're going to fucking fall for it. You're going to give them your money.
Again.
You're going to give them your money again. And who knows if they really even have one pair of white in an extra small that she somehow found.
Pretty crazy. So the resolving... She's buying the pants.
Somehow she's going to buy the pants.
And she wants the videos for who?
I don't... That was... that I don't know. You know, I don't think she has it in her... I don't think she's has the capacity to post them herself.
Because I was going
to
say, she could be.
I'm a little worried she's going to walk into a Gap on the Upper West Side and show her videos and be like, make it happen, bitch.
Right. You know? She's going to be like, this is my plight. This is what I went through. And I deserve those pants.
Like, who knows? I mean, maybe honestly, she got an email from corporate, like, knowing her, she calls. Yeah. You know?
Right.
She got an issue. She's going to call. She's going to give it to them.
I was on the phone for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And I didn't really understand because they didn't speak very good English.
Oh, yeah. She got racist and everything. She went off. I'm like, oh, no, mom.
Oh, that's great.
She's like, you know, 66 years old.
Oh, it's hilarious.
So, you know, she's going to say shit like that. Yes. That's what moms do.
But that's what makes them so funny.
Oh, God. But I'm a little worried for her, you know, like it's like enough already. But she is coming in for my birthday. Yeah. So
fabulous.
She's probably holding them at the Upper West Side. We're not going to the Upper West Side. So if she goes up there and I don't.
It's
going to
be her own trip.
I don't know about it. I don't want to know about it.
You're not involved in that.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my birthday plans.
Yes. Are coming up this weekend.
I'm doing dinner Saturday and then probably drinks afterwards. And then Sunday's my actual birthday. And can I tell you something? I am seeing... All I ever want to do on my birthday is see a Broadway show and have dinner. I'm seeing maybe Happy Ending. 2025 Gorgeous. Best Musical.
Gorgeous.
Hello. You don't understand. How Jared, I said that's the show I want to see. I think it's going to win a lot of awards.
Uh-huh.
I'm a theater person. I know this shit. And then when it won Best Musical, Jared jumped in the air and was like, oh, my God. Like, because it's hard to get tickets to Best Musical when it wins. You know, like the next month, it's going to be an expensive ticket. I mean, he said they were really expensive. And I was like, well, now they're justified. You know,
That makes sense.
But he was really amped that we already had the tickets for the Best Musical of the year. You know,
financially, it's looking good for you guys.
It's looking great. I mean, like, and it's just like, you know, it's exciting that it just won. Yeah. So it's going to be a good show. It's going to be like a good audience for it, you know.
It's going to be a filled audience. People are excited.
People are fucking amped. Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. That's a really good sign.
And then we're going to a good dinner with my parents. And then it's my friend's bar's 10-year anniversary. Sid Gold's. Shout out to Sid Gold's.
Sid Gold's.
In Chelsea, where, you know, it's live piano karaoke. It's on 26th Street. One of the best bars. Joe and Paul own it. And it's been 10 years since they opened.
In New York City. That's like 100 years.
Probably. And I was there 10 years ago. Isn't that crazy?
Good to see a place, a good establishment that's still open.
I had a big birthday party there 1 year with tons of people. It was a great birthday. And I've had lots of events there. I've given lots of people the Sid Gold experience. Yeah. I've done shows there. I've hosted shows there. So we're going to stop by there on Sunday night. I have a whole fucking weekend planned.
Do you have a vision board for the next year? Are you one of those birthday people that do the...
I do it on New Year's.
List. Oh, you're a New Year's person. Why not do it for both?
I don't know. I don't do it for my birthday. Maybe I should.
Or just a list of things that you're thinking, this year I want to accomplish this or this is my goal.
I keep a running list of goals.
Yes, I do too.
And I add to it and I write, there's a section that's like add to. And then I did this weird thing when I did my manifesting thing where I wrote myself a letter, which I haven't read, but I wrote myself a letter for the year.
Oh, that's really good.
Of like, yeah, like... You know, saying I did certain things. So it'll be either a real letdown or funny to like listen to.
And actually, now that you're saying that, I remember that I was supposed to write something I was grateful for every week. Well, I haven't done that.
Same. I did one. And it's funny because it was in this like vase and we needed the vase the other day. And Jared's like, there's a piece of paper in here. And I was like, all right, that was the first week. I don't know what it says, though. I'm going to leave it there on the windowsill.
We'll save it for your birthday.
Maybe.
That'd be really cute.
Do you do that on your birthday? Do you write a list of goals?
Well, I do have a running list of things that I kind of like just tape up in my room that I'm like, I would like to work with these people or this is the project I want to finish.
Okay.
Or it's in my notes app. But I guess I don't really sit down and on my birthday and like write it out.
Mine's a Google Doc. So it's a tab.
You love your Google. I'm a notes app girl.
Mm-mm. Google Docs or die.
See, Google Docs are So what if the internet goes out, you know?
You can use them offline.
Can you?
Yeah.
But to
tab offline.
Here we go. Back
there's a toggle. There's a toggle.
Yeah.
You can do it offline.
I struggle with the word toggle. What does toggle mean?
Like, you know, when it's like blue or white and you like.
It reminds me of dongle. You know, when somebody says dongle, you're like, what the fuck? It's like that part, that piece of your
when
laptop.
You say dongle, I think of like dingle.
Okay, back to toggle. What is toggle?
This is improv 101. I think of like when a, you know, like a dog dongle. Shit, you think is loose,
yes, I understand.
Loose on the butthole and I have to like pull it off with the bag.
Explain to me what a toggle.
You need a puppy. I'm going to say that.
Oh, I'm already on it.
That's going to heal everything in your life right now.
I know.
Really and will. I'll be there to hug it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting a dog. Yeah, it's happening.
Wait, what were you going to say? Dongle?
Tongle.
Toggle.
Toggle? You said you toggle it. Like
I came in here really well, and now I feel unwell.
Well, that's my effect
toggle.
Right now.
You guys know what I'm talking about. Hello, like a digital toggle. Yes. When you have to like hit, like, you know when like there's a whole list and you can be like, yes, you have access to this and this and this. Like you swipe them over kind of.
Okay.
What do you call those?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I actually didn't know what it was. I didn't know what to call it.
I think it's a toggle.
Great.
Now that sounds like a fake word to me.
If you say a word long enough, it will sound fake.
Wait, okay. Talk to me about something. What's the strawberry moon? Are you getting into astrology? Andrea has made fun of me for years now with my moons and my new moons.
Because one time I said there's a full moon coming and you're like, actually, it's a fish moon.
It's a harvest moon.
No, you called it something and I go, I walked out on you. The blue moon? No, but you called it's the thing related to the fish because the certain type of fish come to the water. You know what I'm talking about. I think I want too much Sudafed, actually, if I'm being honest.
I think I'm turning into Kris Jenner slowly.
Okay. There's a type of fish, and you called it that, and I walked out because it was so ridiculous, and I said, I've had enough of this.
There was a fish moon. I can't remember what it was. Don't worry. I don't pray on, like, a fish moon or anything.
Right.
Because why?
We just put our crystals out.
Yeah.
What I was thinking of was the strawberry moon, which I just saw. It's a moon that comes out in June. And I guess the way the lighting looks, it looks a little pink. But there's no meaning behind strawberry.
I bet there is meaning. Can I tell you, I did this like the other day. Someone was like, what is your sign again? You know, I was like, I'm a triple Gemini. And I just wanted to confirm it.
Right.
I'm not actually. I'm a double Gemini Virgo moon.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
I feel more safe with you.
I'm a Gemini rising. I'm a Gemini. And I'm a Gemini rising.
Okay.
Which is not safe, honestly. That's
double Gemini already is pretty scary.
It's
when you
scary.
Added a third on there, I said, yes.
But you're Virgo, a psychopath. I'm a Virgo moon.
I'm a Virgo moon.
Okay. I'm a Virgo moon, but I'm a Gemini rising and a Gemini, like legit. Like, that's right. You know, I don't know what that means.
Did we do our, the personality
Yeah,
types?
We sent them to each other.
Okay, yes.
What was yours?
Mine was exactly what Heather said. It was the enthusiast, the ENFP.
Wait, I sent you mine. I'm going to look at it because I don't remember what it was.
Those are very interesting to do because it's,
I'm a consul.
But read the letters.
ESFJA.
ESFJ. Okay.
What does that mean? Dash A.
Dash A is the type of, it's like an antagonist or protagonist or something. Or so. It's an extra level of description.
ESFJ. What was yours?
That's a great question. No idea now.
Unless
it's called enthusiast, but no, that's yours. It's just
you're a campaigner, ENFP, because we sent them to each other.
Yes.
I have no idea what this means, except it says my personality. What does it say? You are the warm heart and steady hand that keeps your social circles, workplace, and family running smoothly. You genuinely care for others, coupled with your practical nature. I don't know about that. Makes you a pillar of support in any community. You have an uncanny ability to sense others' needs and a strong drive to meet. And then I didn't screenshot the rest. So,
and that was a screenshot.
That was it. That's all I got.
Yep.
So I guess that's good.
Yes. I mean, these things are pretty much all very positive. It just teaches you traits that you're good at. And
yours is way better.
It's really
you're a vibrant force of enthusiasm, creativity, and idealism. Your mind is a constant whirlwind of ideas and possibilities, each more exciting than the last. You approach life with an infectious energy that draws others to you. Your charisma and genuine interest in people making you a natural something. Because
it was a screenshot.
A natural monster. Here's a brief overview. I don't even know what this means. Oh, wait. Yeah, I don't know what this is.
It's really good for work and then relationships and, you know, what, how you are your best self. So it's really helpful. But that was a really good conversation with her because she was looking at us like, what's your number? And I was like, wait, girl, what are you talking about?
I know. I don't know what the number is.
Before we go and take a break, I have to show you. I was on the train here. Please tell me what's wrong with this billboard. Okay. I looked at this and I said, I'm sorry.
What? This is STDs are timeless, and it's two people probably in their 70s or 80s
making out on the beach. I'm sorry.
Here's the thing.
Is this like a diamond commercial for he went to Jared's?
It looks like a Golden Bachelor gone wrong.
Oh my God. It is the branding of Golden Bachelor.
But maybe we don't know. Maybe there's an epidemic of elderly people with STDs because they're just fucking out there like not using protection. They've gone through menopause.
Obviously, yes.
So they're just spreading chlamydia around like wildfire.
And nobody knows what's going on, especially in the old folks homes. I mean, they say it runs rampant because they're all horny.
They're all fucking.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know, Jody is effing Benjamin.
Damn,
but,
Jody.
But why? Like, it's just such a strange. STDs are timeless.
Here's the thing. I kind of love that because, like, there are going to be people. Yes, that's effective. We're talking about it here.
Yeah.
I don't even have grandparents anymore. And oh my God, that sounded so sad, but it's true.
my grandparents can't fuck anymore.
But I know grandparents in nursing homes.
Yeah.
And my mom's friend, she had a guy who wouldn't stop hitting on her, and she was like,
horny.
Ugh. And then he kicked his AIDS out when I came to his room, and I was like, and he touched her boobs, and she was like, no. And I was
oh my
like,
gosh,
that's like harassment. And she walked out. She said, and she wasn't interested in a relationship like that. And it's funny because it's like, it's not funny, but it's interesting because it's like, yeah, the same shit that's happening in like high school can happen when you're that age. So that checks out.
I did not know about that. Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
Assault in an old folks home? I mean, what are you people doing?
You know, can I
stick to admitting?
I feel like, yes, it is assault, but assault to me sounds like someone with a weapon. You know what I mean?
Right,
like
right.
Slicing you. Mm-hmm. What is the word?
Harassment. Sexual harassment.
Yes, I think it's that. I think it's more like harassed.
Sexual harassment is timeless.
I mean, I'm not trying to downplay assault. But I just, my brain goes to like legit. But isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Because what if they did hook up and then she got fucking, you know, an STD from him?
And I'm honestly, the way he's forcing himself on people, I would think.
Best is, she goes, are you going to talk about this? I talked to her about it. Your comedy act? And I said, maybe. And then.
Well, it's pretty good.
Honestly. And then she goes, because, you know, he is in a wheelchair. So she could get up and walk out.
Okay. So she was a little bit safe.
She's like, thank God, you know, because I could just leave.
So girl. All right. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break.
We're back. And not only was it my birthday week, but it was also a big week for the theater arts here in New York
City. For the theater.
It was the Tony Awards hosted by Cynthia Erivo. Can I just tell you, I know you didn't watch. Dre doesn't. Yeah. Dre will watch the highlights, right? Have you seen some of the highlights?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
No, it actually looks incredible.
Honestly.
I wish I watched it.
It was a great show from start to finish. Like, award shows have been tired lately. They haven't been what they used to be. I thought it was a fabulous show from, like, the beginning when it started. Right. I think. Oh, I dropped my phone.
Oh. Did you make that noise? Oh.
That was like the heart of the ocean when the old lady's like, oh, oh. But it was my phone and I watched it go. I thought the writing was really funny. I thought Cynthia Erivo, she's not a comedian. I think like her singing is so on another level.
Yeah.
Like she's an alien. She sings better than anyone I've ever heard. She could sing anything.
It's crazy.
And she's so fucking talented and she knows how to command a stage that it's like, was she the funniest host? No, but it didn't matter. I thought she was really great. You know,
this is the Tonys. It's all about the drama.
And I don't think it's a job she like wants every year. You know, I think it was like a great, she had an amazing year. She's fucking Elphaba.
Right.
So why not, you know, live it up at the Tonys? But I gotta say, I was a little surprised. I mean, I haven't seen Purpose, but Purpose beat O'Mary. I mean, Purpose won Best Play. I really want to see it because I love seeing all the best, you know, the award winning shows.
Of course.
Oh, Mary did not win, but they won Best Director and Cole won for Best Actor.
And Cole won for Best Actor. Okay. Because that's the speech I saw.
Yeah, which was iconic. And Cole dressed in a dress that was custom made, but it was like an homage to Bernadette Peters when she won in 99. And it was just like, ah, I loved it. I was like, oh my God, of course. Like, so funny. Like, channel your icons, you know, mm-hmm. like your heroes or whatever. I loved it.
Yeah, because I didn't understand it.
Yeah, well,
so he's looking up to her, so that's why he chose the dress.
They were looking up. They love Bernadette Peters.
Love.
Cole used to do an impression of Bernadette Peters on YouTube all the time, like in old videos.
Okay.
And so people were like, yeah, of course, like Cole does that Bernadette. You know what I mean? That's like an impression of theirs. So it was very funny. And I thought, I love watching them. You should watch the performances. The performances were fun. Audra versus Nicole was like fucking like, it was like the most female battle you've ever seen, you know?
Yes.
They each went out and did their one, you know, there's a whole cast of people in these shows, but they were like, you go do that fucking number on
we
your own.
We just need them and them. Yes.
We need you to get that 11 o'clock number, you know? Audra was amazing on the Tonys. I thought she fucking, Jared was like, I feel like I didn't get that on when we saw it. Like maybe.
Yeah, that performance.
Because you know how like, you have a bad day, you're not going to be the best at work. I don't know. Like,
of course.
Yeah. I thought she was great when we saw her, but he really thought she was going to win because of the Tony's performance.
Wow.
But Nicole took it. I predicted Nicole. Like,
I heard some people didn't believe her tears.
She didn't really have tears during the speech. She squeezed it, you know?
Yes.
I was like, oh, she's emoting, but it's not happening.
Yes, not fully. I posted something and somebody wrote back to me like, oh, you believed all that?
I did.
No, no.
I said no tears.
My friend wrote.
Someone else.
Someone else wrote and they're like, oh my gosh, you fed into all that. I was like, what? It was like kind of an emotional speech. You talked about if people don't believe in you, you keep going.
I thought, here's the thing. I think she's one of the most beautiful celebrities on the planet.
Yeah.
And she has had a pretty iconic career.
I mean, yeah.
She's a Pussycat Doll. Like for our generation, that's pretty famous. Mm-hmm. And also she's been on like, you know, Masked Singer. Like she's had great jobs and stuff. Right. And she's done other Broadway. I mean, she's done West End. She worked with Andrew Lloyd Webber. She was in Cats, whatever. And so when she was like, I've always felt like I never belonged. You know, I think it is a little hard to sit there and be like, what was hard for you? You're literally like a beautiful, stunning, insanely talented person.
Like, what could you possibly have struggled with? Yeah.
When someone goes up who's not your traditional, like, statuesque model who can belt their face off and they're like, oh my God, thank you for making space for people like me. Like, this, you know, I think that's a little more like, yeah, hell yeah. You're not the traditional, like, leading lady or leading man or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think for a lot of people, they were like, for her to go up there and be like, I struggled.
Yes.
And everything's relative. I'm sure she did.
But I know where you're coming from. And I know where our friend was coming from. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's fun. You know, I watched Marissa. This is crazy. This is where my TikTok is. Okay. You know, I'm full on theater. Theater talk and YouTube even. And because I showed Jared on YouTube like right after the Tonys, I was like, do you want to see Patti LuPone's performance of her doing Mama Rose at the 2008 Tonys? Because that's the Mama Rose that I saw in the theater first. And I was like,
yeah,
I saw it with my grandma. I was like in the front few rows and I was like, oh, that Patti LuPone is that character. You know, I've always been afraid of her. And so I show him on YouTube some bootleg version of it. So now my YouTube is like, you know, when you go to YouTube, it's like all like, do you want to watch these other 10 bootlegs of Broadway shows?
Your history is interesting.
You know.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, but I was going to say Marissa Jarrett Whitaker, when she won, I guess it was like 20 years ago for Hairspray. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Do you know her? She played the original Tracy Turnblatt in Hairspray.
Oh, and the OG. Okay.
Yeah. And she got up there when she won her Tony and she was like, if a 4'1" girl, chubby girl from New York can win a Tony, like there's a future for people like me out there. You know, because she's not your traditional in this fucking industry. Like, she's not the first person they're going to call for a leading lady, but that was that role. And she was so good in it. And so that you're like, oh, yes. Like, you're cheering her on.
We can understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
You get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's so funny. I once took a comedy class with this. It was like a storytelling comedy class years and years ago. It must have been 15 years ago. And this girl got up in front of the class. And the first thing she said was that she has an Emmy.
Oh.
Okay.
She's pretty,
really pretty. And like, she was like, so I have an Emmy for a daytime show. Like, she has a daytime Emmy. Like, I guess she was a soap opera actress or something. I didn't know who she was.
Got it.
And then she tells this whole sad, scary story, right? Mm-hmm. And the teacher at the end was like, well, you lost me on the Emmy. Like, I couldn't get into your sad story because I was sitting there being like, well, what did she win an Emmy award for? Why is she upset? She has a fucking Emmy. She's probably got money. She's working. She's got this, you know, like yeah. She's had a life. So it was almost like, you know, you can't like come out with those like,
yes,
accolades big. Before you want people to like feel for you.
Yeah. Talk about your little sob story a little bit.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like, I have an Emmy. And same with all of us. I was like, I want to Google her right now, but I'm sitting 2 feet away. Like, what did she win an Emmy for? Like, that's right, all I can think story. About.
It's an interesting way to start it. She shouldn't have mentioned that at all. Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's why she was taking the class, to learn how to become likable for an audience, I guess. Right, so exactly. It was like, you know, a lesson. But I remembered hearing that and being like, oh, okay.
She's still there. Yeah.
Speaking of award show. Oh, anyway, watch some of the clips from the Tonys. It was so good.
Some I've seen. Yeah.
Maybe Happy Ending I'm seeing on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see Sarah Snook's play. Snook. Apparently her name is Snook.
Oh, I did see a clip of her explaining why or how to pronounce her name. It's Snook.
We've been saying it wrong for years. She plays like 23 roles in the show. I really want to see her. Yeah, it's a one woman. It's a play, but it's a one woman like
that's incredible
show.
Oh my gosh,
it's not her show. You know, she was cast in it, but it's right.
I still haven't seen Nicole
Scherzinger.
Yeah, that's on my list.
Did you watch her performance?
Her performance? No, I didn't see it.
Watch it. Watch the. I think I posted it, but she was so good. And it's so funny because what Jared said about Audra, my friend commented when I posted it and goes, I wish I got that in the theater. And I said, what do you didn't? Interesting.
I wonder what kind of
people phone it in.
Every day is different. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I got it. But I also saw it the night Patti LuPone was in the audience and I bet she knew.
Oh, you have to know.
I bet
you impress somebody in the audience. Yeah, you're going to give your best performance.
And
I would have to believe that.
Calista Flockhart was also there. You know,
who?
She was Calista Flockhart.
What
Ally McBeal.
Iconic name. Oh,
she's married to Han Solo. What's his name?
But his name, her name is just so iconic.
What's his fucking name? She's Harrison Ford is her husband. You know Calista Flockhart.
I've just never said her name.
This
I don't
is
think
where
Dre
and my age. I'm like, you never watched Ally McBeal, The Dancing Baby? It was like the first viral meme. Dancing Baby. I'm going to end this now. This was fun.
Like the Nirvana of
Ally McBeal.
Oh my God. Yes. Yep.
There we go.
Calista, I've got a picture up here now.
Thank you.
I guess I've never. Calista Flockhart.
You know, Nicole Scherzinger is not going to do a bad. Jared freaked out when we saw her because he's like a diehard Star Wars fan. He was like, Sarah's support here. I was like, I didn't see
it's
him.
Insane.
She's with a woman. Like she was with a friend or someone else.
Oh, yeah, but, yeah.
You know.
Of course.
Anyway, BET Awards were last night. Did you see the BET Awards?
I saw also clips.
Yeah, I only saw clips. I didn't know it was on until after I like they were like all over. And I was like, oh, my God, I would have watched this. I like watching all award shows.
Somebody destroyed P. Diddy. Kevin Hart.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I got to watch that.
Yes. But everybody's been a little bit talking about him because he's had pictures where he's been in a picture with P. Diddy. So it's a little. But I mean, hey.
Clear the air.
Talk some shit, you know?
Yeah. We're going to an award show. Well, I don't know if you call it an award show. We're going to an award event on for musicians on Thursday.
Right. It sounds like an amazing thing. Well, I was actually considering canceling because I'm like, don't know what I'm wearing. It's almost
it's an event. It's the Songwriters Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
It sounds absolutely incredible. And the people that have gone before, very A-list, well-known names.
Same with this. I mean, like, all the people are on this week. Like, I was like, the list is amazing.
I don't know if I'm going.
Anyway.
What would we wear?
I feel like
TBD.
I am.
TBD.
Yeah. I don't know what. Mariah Carey got an Icon Award, Legend Award. Icon? I think it was Icon.
As she is.
And she got up there and she was like, you know, no matter what you do or what I want to play the speech, but she was like, whatever you do, whether it's hard or good or, you know, she's like, just be iconic doing it.
Yes, absolutely.
It was so good. It was so Mariah. Like, I love her. You know, I named my first pet Mariah Carey.
An icon and she is the moment.
She always has been. The closest I ever got to meeting her was when McDonald's sent me her her Christmas shirt, like her merch for the Christmas collab that she did. Because I posted me singing All I Want for Christmas Is You.
That's right.
And they sent me a McDonald's gift card and a t-shirt and a hat. Best merch
you
I
made
ever got.
You
I
made
wear
it.
I wear it. I was like, oh my God. Yeah. It's like she sent it to me. I feel like I've talked to her.
I am best friends with Mariah. We are
I wore the shirt to her concert this year, which was pretty epic.
Oh my God, I remember. Actually, it is a really iconic shirt. It's one of those graffiti ones with all of the different, no, isn't it?
It's just a picture of her with like McDonald's.
But it's almost, it looks like airbrushed.
Yeah, it looks like a photo.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's looks so really good.
It looks great.
What else do we want to cover here? What else do we want to cover? Kris Jenner selling merch.
Speaking of merch. This is so funny to me because there's a shout out to Arthur George.
There is? Wait, where's...
Robert Kardashian's line.
Yeah.
Well, because it's in collaboration with Arthur George.
Oh, he needed a boost.
Wait,
it's t-shirts by Arthur George?
I think that's what... Yes. T-shirts.
It's t-shirts that are about her facelift, right?
Or yes.
Like new face. Like... Oh, it's like, I'll have what Kris is having or something.
Yes.
It's like
something a little snarky like that.
Yeah. Which is like, great. I just need like $600,000 and then I could get Kris Jenner's face.
Yeah. I love how it's just a t-shirt and just the wording on the t-shirt. It's just very simple. We didn't go above and beyond. We didn't get a full branding team.
It's like
team.
One of those,
we just...
like, I went to the Bahamas and all I got was this t-shirt. But it's like, I liked Kris Jenner's facelift and all I got was this
I'm
going
to buy this t-shirt. But you can find him in stores right next to Arthur George socks.
That's iconic.
Which
that
is great.
You know, Kris was like, they like my facelift. Let's fucking monetize this shit, you know?
We might as well, sweetie.
You know, Aloe's going to come out with like the
oh my God, the straps.
The thing that helps you when you get a facelift. You know, you have to like cover your face for a while or like wear this like thing to like hold it up. God, I'm going to look so good when I do it. Look at me. I'm like,
you know what's crazy though? Is that people do that when they do their nightly routines.
Yeah, they wear shit like that.
They wear it. Their morning strip. I saw this one woman. It was so ridiculous. She had on two of them and a face mask underneath a face mask and her red light therapy mask.
So
she
sleeps.
Apparently she sleeps in this. I mean, this is probably all made up. Who knows? But I watched these videos and fully believe this is how people sleep.
She sleeps in the red light mask.
In the red light mask.
That seems like a hazard.
Bit much. And also, how is it even getting through the other masks that you have on?
Yeah.
Then she has the mouth tape. It's just, can you breathe? I don't.
What is the mouth tape supposed to do? I've never done that.
Regulate your breathing and not open your mouth so you sleep better. God. It forces you to breathe in your nose and not your mouth.
Every few months I do a mouth. I wake up like.
I guess so, yeah.
Usually when I'm like sick because you can't breathe.
Because you can't breathe.
Yeah. So that checks out.
I guess. And also to tighten your jaw, it's better to sleep with your mouth closed.
Oh, okay. Got it. Whatever. I'm going to get a facelift. Whatever.
Whatever. We'll figure that out. We'll approach that bridge when we get to it.
Oh my God.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Wait, I have to tell you one thing. I tried to watch Love Island.
Yeah, I can't. Won't.
Girl, it was so boring. I learned something about the show, though.
And why is everybody posting about it? Like, everybody is so invested in it.
No, but they're not. Here's the thing. I tried to watch Love. I watched the first episode of Love Island. I even tried to watch the second one. It was 2.5 hours. It was, the people are just not, they're not funny. Like, you and I would be like, I don't even want to do an impression of these people. The one funny girl, they kicked off in episode one. Apparently, she came out with all this racist shit. So they got rid of her.
Yeah.
And they just opened episode two with like, Julissa is no longer at the villa.
And then, just on the screen and then move on.
That's it. So
tough.
I was like, and I also didn't realize it's like they win money. So like they like blindfold them. They just like make out a lot. Like there was, I thought it was funny. I'm like, wait, these people just literally walk onto a show and they just like start making out. Like it's not like you don't get so invested. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe you do. And people were like, give it time. I go, time,
girl. All we got, I'm giving it 30 minutes. If I'm not invested,
seven
I'm over it.
Episodes a week. It's every night. So I'm, even if I was like, oh, I'll try it again. I'm already like 6 episodes behind.
Yeah. Yeah. We simply can't.
A lot of people were like, yeah, this season is bad. Even our friend Amanda Hirsch was like, am I ever going to like these people? Like she's watching it, but she probably will like interview one of them. So she has to watch it or something.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, these people are so like, I'm not invested in them. They're boring for reality television, I guess. And so all these people wrote to me, all you guys on Instagram, they were like, well, you got to watch season 6. This season is so bad. But season 6 was it.
Season 6.
And I go, why on earth am I going to go back and watch 37 episodes of season 6 of Love Island? Like, the fun of it is also watching it in real time because other people are watching it and you can kind of see the TikToks and whatever. So, but everyone is like, they're watching it, but they're like, oh, but it's not as good as last season.
Yeah. So we're just not going to give it a try. I'm not going to get into it. I cannot. I will watch everybody's little, they post a picture and then they give me a little take on it. And I go, good. I feel like I know that person.
The, my friend's wife is one of the producers on it and she's been in Fiji and I didn't realize it's shot in real time.
Oh my God. So they shoot it and then they edit.
He was telling me the schedule.
Episode is out.
So they literally go and shoot. They shoot all day.
Yeah.
They have a 3-hour production meeting at night where they like break it down. The editors work overnight.
Oh my gosh.
Episode comes out next day.
What?
So they're there in Fiji.
Now that is something I can get behind. That's different. Real time. Yeah.
But how did we not? I was like, how did I not even know about this beforehand?
This shooting schedule.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, we're like, just so accustomed, especially Love is Blind. That shit happens a year after.
Yeah. It comes out a year. Same with Bachelor, months and months after. Like, so I was like, wait, what? No wonder these episodes are 2.5 hours long.
Yeah.
And every night of the week, like, it's crazy.
I've been in my sick era here, and you know what I turned on?
What'd you turn on?
Something. I've been watching a lot of TV. I'm obsessed with My Friends and Neighbors with John Hamm.
Friends and Neighbors.
Your Friends and Neighbors. My
Season
Friends and Neighbors.
Season 2, My Friends and Neighbors.
One of the best. It's so good.
Oh, you good.
One sitting. It's so, so good. And it's so real.
Yeah.
John Hamm's great. But I turned on the Kardashians, the most recent season.
Congrats.
Because I know I always make fun of you. I'm like, I'm not watching it. Blah, blah, blah.
It's good, like, honestly, background TV.
It really is. And you know what I really enjoyed? Well, actually, I turned it off when this happened because I could not stomach it. It was Kim was filming for American Horror Story, and she's like, you know, I'm on set and I just want everybody to like me. Like, Emma Roberts is so talented. I just want I want them to think that I'm cool. You know, they probably see me and they see this reality star and just somebody who's not taking the job seriously, but I am taking it seriously. And and it's true. Like, this is a big job for her. But there was one scene where they show a little bit and she's like, you know, I just have to be so real. I have to.
What does she do?
She gives the most monotone. She basically has to play herself, which is perfect.
Lawyer Kim.
And you know, do it. But I think it was back to back. It was like they were talking about something super, super serious. And she's like, and now I have to get back to New York City. Like, the way she was talking to camera, like, her confessionals were just not real. And I'm like, oh my God, they have not gotten more real. But Chloe kept it real with Tristan. That's what I enjoyed watching. And Courtney. But I'm
on another planet.
On another planet with her mans. But
and Rocky.
Oh my gosh. It was the pregnancy announcement at the baby shower. Why did I bring this up?
Because we can make more content.
Exactly. And there's been so many Chris moments that I want to send to you. I've recorded it. But it's just the fact that everything happened so delayed for them on that show.
Yeah. Like, that's why
all this shit happened like a year and a half
ago. People don't watch it as much. It's like, we've seen all this happen.
Yes, in real time.
Yeah.
On their Instagram or something. Or the tabloids.
So crazy.
It's the same. Yeah. There is a lot of crazy TV. Do you see Bryn Whitfield? She was on the Real the new Roni. She is
leaving.
Gave her announcement. She's leaving.
How do you feel about that? I didn't watch last season, so I don't know what went down.
I did fall off a little bit. I think that she's better doing other projects, and she's working on a relationship app.
Oh yeah, so I read that. That was in the post.
Is doing amazing. So
I always liked her. I thought she was really funny on season 1.
I thought she was so funny and snarky, and she added that younger generation and dating to the whole season and the cast. I will say I do like when they actually have been housewives, because the show is about housewives.
Yeah.
Even if you're divorced, you're still a housewife.
They also, that whole cast had a big like thing to fill, like shoes to fill, because I feel like original Roni was like it. So a lot of the OG fans were like, I don't know about a new Roni, you know. They could have even made them like Real Housewives of Chelsea or something. You know what I mean?
I know.
Of like Upper East Side or something, you know, like in New York alone, they could make them separate. But
anyway. I have an inside scoop on the new cast. It's a friend of a friend, but she's told me about her experience. They've been casting her and doing chem tests.
Okay.
With her and some of the ladies.
For Roni. You'll have to tell me off air.
I know.
What do you think about Rachel Zoe is going to be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
I'm very invested. I'm very excited.
Me too.
I think she's going to be hilarious. And we've seen her on reality TV before, and she's so entertaining to watch.
Yeah. A lot of people were like, are you going to do her? And honestly, I used to do her.
And honestly, I already have.
I have done her before. Yeah. I worked on her fucking show, Rachel Zoe Project. I was an intern at this production company, and I had to transcribe the Rachel Zoe Project.
Stop.
Every day. So I watched hours of it, you know, where she was like, that is bananas. Like, I call it that. That is bananas. Mage. She'd be like, Mage. That is so Mage. Annie. And then she called Anne Hathaway Annie. And I was like, oh my God, she calls her Annie. Like, I was so
Anne Hathaway famously hates her nickname or something?
I don't know. She's like, nickname. Annie's coming to the studio. Like, it's going to be Madge. Okay. She's going to the Oscars.
Okay.
But yeah, that's I'm excited. This will be a new era for her because she's no longer with her husband, with Roger. She's divorced. She's got like, you know, a whole new life. Maybe she's dating. Who knows?
Maybe we get a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Oh, I
thought that was a really good addition to a Housewives show. That's like who you need. Someone who like we know like has a background, is successful. Like what kind of shit is she going to stir in this group of other successful people?
Exactly. She has a history.
Yeah.
Like with reality TV. So it's good.
My one question, because you do have intel, is it a full new cast for Roni?
I don't believe so because she did a chem test with one other cast member.
She was going to say Psy. I almost heard Psy. I love Psy.
Or was it just my sinus infection? Yeah. Maybe. With another cast member. But yeah.
Interesting.
I know. So they are keeping some people.
Because aren't they redoing Jersey?
Yeah, I think they're redoing Jersey and Rhode Island is about to come out. So, yeah, right. I mean, we're getting a full new, we're getting a revamp on the East Coast, I guess.
Are you going to BravoCon?
I'm debating. I wanted to see what your plans were.
When is it? She wants me to go every year. And I'm like, listen, I am ready to walk the streets as Luann. Now I do think that I've gotten to a level of.
I think people would love it.
I think I could do it. But when is it?
It's in Vegas. And I don't know.
Guys, if you're out there, send Andrea and I to BravoCon in Vegas whenever it is.
The thing is, I did get a ticket extended from Bravo. Like, they gave me a ticket. But then they said, well, you got to find your way here and you also got to put yourself up. And that's always the deal that Bravo gives.
You already have a ticket?
I mean, they offered me a ticket, yes.
Oh, but I don't talk to that. Bravo loves you. I don't think they know I exist. But I did do Watch What Happens Live, so.
Yeah, you did.
I'm in the zeitgeist.
Yeah, you did.
And Luann loves me.
And
Bethany likes me.
I would say you have such a strong Steve presence online that it's like Sex in the City. Because I've done so much with Teresa, I think that's why they really have like, okay, I'm not a Bravo content creator. I am like partly Teresa.
Yeah.
But because it's that strong with them, I think. But again, it's in Vegas. So I always am stuck with that. I'm like, well, will I get myself to Vegas?
Is it in the fall?
But okay, let me get the actual proper dates.
It sounds like there's a full school of children outside of the store. Can you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. For those listening right now, I'm distracted because I'm like, what is happening outside?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Actually, it's late. It's November 14th to the 16th.
Right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I can maybe make Vegas happen.
I think we can make Vegas happen. Here's the thing, though. When you do
get that plus one.
Exactly. When you do work with a really big brand, your trip is paid for.
Yeah.
And that's really what we need to lock in. Okay. So lock us in. Does Caesar's Palace,
the amount of content you and I would pump out at a fucking BravoCon would be iconic.
No idea, guys.
I'll go just as Rachel Zoe.
Honestly, that needs to happen.
Whatever.
Yes. No, it's Rachel Zoe.
Maybe new housewife. I mean, like, you know, I want to do Luann. Love Hotel's iconic.
Love Hotel is, yeah. It's popping off. She's staying relevant.
I mean, she's always relevant, you know?
To me, yes. And to you. I feel like Luann is timeless, just as STDs are.
She's so beautiful. She's timeless. She fucking pumps out those shows.
Give us a little Luann.
What I was saying. God, you know, I've just been so tired lately.
I know, you're probably on London time, because you just had a European tour, I think.
I did have a European tour. I'll sing a little, don't you love that I can't even think of a song? Give me a song.
Chic, c'est la vie.
Chic, c'est la vie. C'est bon. C'est bon. I did make eggs à la française the other day.
Did you?
Yesterday. No, I really did. They came out great. You know what the secret is? Hot water.
Hot water?
Hot water. Oh, yeah. You put a little hot water in them. Sing two bars of Fleetwood Mac's, you know, the chain. Yeah. And then you come back and they're done. It's great.
And they're fully.
Anyway, we should sign off with a little Luann. Guys,
sign us off.
Guys, this is so fun. Dre, I hope you're feeling better. I hope we healed you.
Thank you. Honestly, this is why you have to. This makes me feel better. This gives me
hang
life.
Out, be with people when you don't. So when you're down, you gotta surround yourself.
Food for my soul.
Great. Guys, we'll be back next week. Oh, we'll be back with a celebrity catch up. We got a celebrity catch up for you this week. So yes. Love you. Bye.